How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we are every weekend. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Only on Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network. Streaming live worldwide on the internet, sportsbyline.com, wrestlingobserver.com, right there on the front page, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. Did I really just say exclusively on? It's on everywhere, anywhere in the world you want to listen
ubiquitous
to.
Ubiquitous, W-O-L.
That's right. I don't even know what that word means, but we're ubiquitous, everybody. We are here talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, and we got a lot to talk about this week. I want to direct everybody to WrestlingObserver.com because I'm going to throw out some numbers and emails and such here. And if you miss anything, all you have to do is head up to WrestlingObserver.com, and everything you need is right up there. The phone number for the program today, if you want to give us a call, we are toll-free at 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. I am up on Twitter at Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi. Our co-host is up at Sempervivi. And, of course, all of these ways to contact us are right there on the front page at WrestlingObserver.com. Also, if you're listening to us on Sirius Satellite Radio or Sports Byline USA or anywhere else in the world, and for whatever reason the show is preempted, maybe for a sporting event or something like that, and you must listen to Wrestling Observer Live. We do, in fact, have a live link right here on the front page at WrestlingObserver.com, so it is impossible for you to not hear this program, no matter where you are in the world. We have a lot of stuff to get into here today. There is another UFC coming up tonight. We'll talk about that card here. Plus, Raw, I got a lot to say about the WWE Network, the company leading into 2015, and so much more. We will be back right after the break to take your phone calls, 855-478-4478. So jump on the line, everybody. Kicking it off, an hour of talk here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here every weekend on Sports Byline USA. A lot of news to get into here today, Mike. We're also taking your phone calls. Toll-free, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. If you want to give us a call, now is your opportunity. The phones are ringing in that first segment, but it is a quick one. But the phone lines are now open, so give us a call and let us know what is on your mind this week. I got a lot of stuff on my mind, mostly involving the WWE Network and Raw this past Monday night. The Slammy Awards, of course, took place a couple of weeks ago, and normally the Slammy Awards are one of the more watched editions of Raw during football season, and this particular year, nobody watched the Slammies. I don't want to say nobody, but it was one of the lower-rated Raws during football season, and then we had this past Monday's Raw coming off the TLC pay-per-view. Raw almost always gets a bump coming off a pay-per-view. But no, this time they did another terrible number, a near record low rating, one of the lowest ratings in years, actually, for Raw this past Monday night. And, of course, we've got another couple of weeks here in December where nothing's going to be happening. This is not a good rating, Mike. There's no football game to blame. It was just a bad number. And I don't know what it means, but we're going to find out leading into January when WrestleMania season traditionally begins.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks ago, you could try to blame the third quarter drop on the fact that the Atlanta Falcons were coming back in the second half of that game and it became exciting. But even that would be a stretch. This past Monday, the football game was so bad, you had NFL writers doing what wrestling writers will do, which is try to keep themselves entertained by tweeting jokes, which is, you know, and they were the wrestling writers and followers and viewers of WWE programming were certainly doing the same thing this past Monday night. Yeah, these aren't good shows. Again, so you can complain about it every week. It's 3 hours is a lot of time. That's true. But the thing is, You know what you signed up for to take the money, and it's what makes USA happy. So you have to deal with that. And I'm again, the excuse that it's too long, yes, it is certainly too long, but you need to make better use of your programming. And yeah, people are going to tune out, and it's a pain, and it's not effective for the show. But with that said, you have to utilize your 3 hours better, and you have to utilize your segments better. And they have not been doing that for quite some time. Jericho had his moments on Monday. It was, to me, no matter what I think, it seemed to not be very well received by either the fans there for the most part, or certainly the fans online. It just has not been a good show. There's been very few bright spots. So when there have been bright spots, there's been so much other stuff that it's not entertaining at all. And they've been in this rut for quite some time, and it's something that they need to obviously turn around. And usually, to their credit, they do when it comes to be January, because you have Royal Rumble season, which leads into WrestleMania, Again, last year with Daniel Bryan was one thing, but they usually do that for the most part correctly. Even if you don't like the matches they have, they build up to them and give them all a reason for happening. It's just after WrestleMania ends, we're going to be in the same thing again probably, and it's just too bad because it doesn't need to happen.
Let's see what's on everybody's minds. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
What's up, Ryan?
Have a huge AJ Styles scoop for you. And some questions about the scoop.
Wow, a scoop.
Not scoops.
Okay. The scoop is, supposedly AJ Styles is at Russell Luke Hawk in North Carolina in 2015, according to AJ Styles' agent, Bill Burns. And the feud is based upon AJ Styles not knowing how to do the Styles Clash in a safe manner.
Oh, really?
Because Luke Hawk can do the move a lot safer, supposedly, because Luke Hawk's been using that as his finishing move.
Hold on a second. Stop right there. So you're telling me that, listen, I understand building a storyline around whether or not AJ Styles' clash is safe, but you're telling me the storyline is that Luke Hawk claims he can do the move in a safer manner?
I like it.
Brian, I hate it.
I like, here's why.
The move is not supposed to be safe.
But the thing is, you're supposed to knock somebody out. You're not supposed to break necks. You got to think of this in the sporting way. Like when Gordon Solie, a guy would put on the sleeper, and when a good guy would put on the sleeper in the 70s, he would give like this fake karate chop to the back of the neck to wake the guy back up. But the bad guys wouldn't do that. The bad guys would try to hurt you. And maybe this is an updated version of that where Luke Hawk, look, you're about knocking people out. You're not about killing them, AJ, and you're trying to break necks now. You've gotten old. You've lost your edge. Everything's going to pot with you. You have too much New Japan, not enough concentration, and you've screwed up the Styles Clash. I'm taking it for myself. See, there you go.
Listen, how about if they said something like, AJ, you've injured all of my friends with this Styles Clash. Lionheart went to high school with me, and...
In England?
Sure. Yoshitatsu was the best man at my wedding. Look what you've done to these men with your move. I am going to use the Styles Clash, and I'm going to take you out. How about something like that instead of trying to claim that you do your move safely?
I think Bill Barron's paid Ryan to call up and get our booking ideas on this.
What do you think of this feud, Ryan?
I think it's very intriguing and very interesting, but my question was, what do you think the chances are they actually get into a fight over this? And secondly, has this storyline ever been done in a match before?
Well, I would guess that if they're billing it as such, that most likely all sides are in on this storyline. I don't think that Luke Hawks would be going into business for himself here, but I could be wrong. Has there ever been a move... I mean, there have been storylines where, you know, Sid's powerbomb, what were those storylines with Sid's powerbomb, Mike, and Lawler's pile driver? I mean, there have been storylines where moves have supposedly been banned. That's happened
before. Oh, yeah,
well,
even moves versus moves. There was Jerry Lawler and Bob Sweetan did a thing in Southwest over who had the best pile driver. Buddy Rogers, when he came back to Mid-Atlantic to put Ric Flair over when he wanted to come back for a while and he wrestled in Mid-Atlantic in Florida, he would complain about the figure four that Flair took it from him, and he's not even doing it right, because if you notice with Ric Flair, he does it from the opposite side as everybody else. So that was a cause of an issue as part of the Battle of the Nature Boys feud. So yeah, there's always been something like this with who has the best, you know, use of the maneuver.
Anything else, Ryan?
One final question. I learned that WWE has these secret dark matches in front of, like, just the agents. Do you know some of the more notable matches that they've had recently? I know they had one between Tessa Blanchard and Renee Michelle, but do you know any others besides that?
I want to thank you very much for the call. Usually it's just like tryout matches if somebody is there. I think Brian Kendrick had a match a while back with somebody. I can't remember who it was, but normally they'll just put people out there, have them do a tryout match, see how they move, see what their spots are, that sort of thing. But I don't know, Mike, anybody in particular stick out to you? I usually just kind of blank all of these out of my mind because that's all they are, is tryout matches in front of the agents.
Yeah, I don't think about the quality of them or anything like that. I mean, the only time you usually hear about stuff like this is it comes later on after that person's already done something else, where it's like, you know, The Rock blew people away with his, you know, the match against Steve Lombardi or whatever it was, you know, where it's like, okay, you can tell this kid was going to be a, you know, the athleticism and all that sort of stuff. But I don't really... None of them come to mind except for like the cruel ones, which I know WWE on a Legends panel noted one time when it came to the Florida promotion, where they would show the tapes of the guys being stretched with Eddie Graham watching on, and Bob Roop and Gerald Briscoe or Jack Briscoe, and I guess some of the other people, where Graham would get his jollies out by watching these guys get stretched and things like that. And those are the only, unfortunately, that's the only thing that really comes to mind here.
All right, to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike, this is Danny Hernandez from Dallas, Texas.
What's up, Danny?
And I just want to say, look, first of all, like I've been a subscriber of online, Figure 4 Online, for about a month now, and I love all the audio. I can barely keep up. But my question is for a couple points y'all made, one on last week's Figure 4 Weekly, and how competitive Vince McMahon is, and how he hears like how great NXT is. So he might purposely... like try to bury the guys when they come up because they're not his guys. And my question is, how productive is that for the longevity of the company?
I want to thank you very much for the call. Mike, don't let me forget when we come back from the break to talk about this, because this is a very interesting topic here. Vince McMahon competing with his own developmental. We'll talk about that after the break and so much more. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We have Mike Sempervivi here on the line as well, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in just a moment. But before we go to the phones, I have got to say a couple of things here. And I'm glad we are on national over-the-air radio so I can contain myself from swearing and ranting. But somebody emailed me the other day and they said, I really want to watch the 1995 Nitro that you guys reviewed on the Brian and Vinny show, but I can't find it on the network. There are no 1995 Nitros. And I'm using Apple TV. And when you go to WCW Monday Nitro on the Apple TV, it defaults to 1996. And so I thought, well, this person must be just seeing what it defaults to and not realizing that you can scroll backwards and see all of the 1995 Nitros, because that's what we have been reviewing. We started with episode 1, we went all the way up to, I believe, episode 17 that we have watched so far. And so I explained that, and I thought nothing of it. And then moments ago on our Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, I had another person saying, are you still getting 1995 Nitros on your WWE network? And so now that it's been two people, I started to think, hold on a second. And so sure enough, I have gone up to my Apple TV, and I don't have any Nitros from 1995 anymore. They are gone. Now, if anybody can explain to me why they have removed the 1995 Nitros from the WWE network, I would love to hear an explanation for it here. The last caller, Danny, noted that he had read something in the Figure 4 Weekly, which is my newsletter. And by the way, the new issue of Figure 4 Weekly, number 1017, is available right now either for subscribers to WrestlingObserver.com. You can get the text or the full-color PDF as a subscriber, or the Kindle version is available right now on Amazon.com. If you go to Amazon.com and search for Brian Alvarez or Figure 4 Weekly, you can get the brand new Kindle edition of Figure 4 Weekly, beautifully formatted, I might add, in the Amazon Kindle store right now. But I wrote a long article this week about the WWE Network and how poor I think the numbers are going to be at the end of this year. very briefly since I've talked about it in the past, November was free. The number of people that could have canceled in November and just watched the network for free could be very large. There is no reason to buy the network in December because all they did was promote a TLC show and they really did not promote it very well. So you can remove that incentive. And usually nobody even bothers to get all that interested in WWE until the Royal Rumble anyway. So they may have a 2-month period where the numbers for the network are way down. And when you look at the things that they promote on the network, which are pretty much exclusively the pay-per-views, it is mind-blowing how much stuff is available on the network that you never hear about on Raw. I didn't hear one word about that NXT special that everybody raved was one of the best shows WWE has produced all year. Not one word about it. I didn't see one clip. I didn't hear one announcer talk about Sami Zayn having won the NXT title and how you can see it on the WWE network. There's now primetime wrestling on the WWE network. Primetime wrestling is not going to sell a million subscriptions, but you know what? When I was a kid, I loved primetime wrestling. And if this wasn't my job, I would have never known there was primetime wrestling on the WWE network, because in the 3 hours and 15 minutes that they give us every Monday night on Raw, I've never heard a peep about it. Not a single word. The promotion that they have done for this WWE network is so miserable. It is so terrible that I am just, my mind is boggled that they even bothered to do this and put all of the pay-per-views on there. It takes such a big risk moving everything, including WrestleMania, to the WWE network, and then they don't bother to promote it at all. I don't know, as Danny asked, about Vince McMahon. I know he's a competitive person. I don't know if he's deliberately trying to undermine NXT, which is his own product. It doesn't make any sense. But you know what? It didn't make any sense when they purchased WCW and they owned it. They owned everything about it. They had 24 contracts that they owned. They owned the likenesses. They owned the name. They owned everything. I don't know if Vince deliberately tried to undermine it or if he just can't help himself, but he made sure to let the world know, even though he owned WCW, he made sure to let the world know that WWE was better by having all of his WWE guys beat those WCW guys. And even though it doesn't make any sense for him to bury the NXT performers when they come up to the main roster, maybe there's that part of Vince that has to hear how great the NXT show was and how terrible Raw was. And thus, when he has the opportunity to bring one of those guys up to his main roster, he's going to make sure to beat them to let the world know that his guys are better. It's purely speculation on my part, but when I see how they treated Charlotte, for example, and when I see how they made no mention of that NXT show on Raw this past Monday, there is that part of me that thinks he's actually competing with his own son-in-law's product just because he can't help himself.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, it seems to be the case, and it feels that way because, again, why would you, obviously they did what they did to Charlotte, fine, but why are you not hyping the fact that NXT, you've used some of these guys on Raw and SmackDown, you've noted that they are from NXT. Why are you not saying anything about it? Why do you not have a cut-in for it? Why do you not have a commercial for it? Saying something about it and giving people a reason to order the show. Why did you not mention Tuesday Night Titans? Why did you? I mean, none of these. They didn't say anything about anything, and they just went through this drive to try to get people to spend $9.99. And like you said, you know, they announced that you don't have a 6-month commitment anymore, even though people were getting around that anyway. There's no 6 months commitment. So they canceled for November and they cruised through and watched that. And again, like you said, January through March is your biggest time. And there's a lot of problems with that programming, and it's, somebody needs to get to Vince a little bit better. And I know Triple H, obviously, whoever was involved in not being able to talk Vince out of what he did with Charlotte, but new eyes are needed. New voices are needed. New influences are needed, obviously desperately needed. because nothing seems to really be cracking right now. And yes, again, they'll have this reprieve when WrestleMania comes, this phony false sense of well-being that everything is going okay because people are excited for the Rumble through WrestleMania season. But that doesn't take away from the, you know, that's not going to cushion the fact that there's still bad things and there's not enough stars and it's just flat out bad programming that people are just ignoring.
And one other thing before we go to this call. One has nothing to do with the other, but in that article that I wrote for Figure Four Weekly, I mentioned, somewhat facetiously, but somewhat not, that when you look at the horrible job of promotion that WWE has done for their own network, and I started to think about how every Thursday night or Tuesday night, whatever night it is, without fail, I go back with Vinny and Craig, and we review an episode of Nitro from exactly 19 years ago this week. You can follow along on the WWE Network. We review the show. You watch the show. We all reminisce about it together. I said, I believe that I have done a better job promoting the WWE Network and Nitro than WWE has done. And what an irony that right after writing that in the newsletter coming out, all of a sudden, those shows are gone from the WWE Network. It is amazing to me. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
What's up, Sammy?
I thought I was the only one who was having problems with those Nitro. I didn't listen to Brian and Vinny the end of it this week to try to watch them, but oh well.
Oh well.
How ridiculous.
Oh, you know, well, nobody's going to watch them. Oh well.
Every listener to this show, every subscriber to the website, every wrestling fan on Twitter, I guarantee from the start of this network, they have done a better job advertising it and trying to hype it than WWE does, because realistically, they have great opportunity with this. They've invested a lot into it, and it's a really cool, great thing. There's pros and cons to it. Obviously, how they put programming on there, programming choices in general, all that sort of stuff, you know, it has been an issue, but everybody has done a better job in hyping this up than them. And it's very annoying in the fact that they could turn around and try to walk away from this thing or keep trying to downplay it more. And it's just very, very frustrating.
Now, I'm surprised to hear you say that you were shocked they didn't mention this NXT special on Raw, because Vince himself said in the Stone Cold podcast, "Oh, I'm not in my father's business. So I'm not in the wrestling business." And it's well known that NXT is their wrestling product, so he wouldn't want to mention on his main show a product that's not in the business that he claims to not be in.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe he doesn't think that he's in the wrestling business, but you know what business he's in? He's in the business.
He's in the promotion business
of making money business. And if you want to make some money, promote your stuff. You got 3 hours and 10 minutes, and not one single second was devoted to promoting this. Hey, Sammy, stand by. We're going to head to a break. We'll pick you up when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every weekend, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, on Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, and more. And for the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, head to WrestlingObserver.com. We have daily news updates and a million radio shows. And that is only hardly an exaggeration. We have over 6,000 radio shows in our archives. Every show we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in the archives for subscribers. Over double the amount of archived content as the WWE Network. It is only $10.99 a month. You get 2 brand new radio shows every single day, except Sundays, when you get 3. And last week, I believe between Saturday and Wednesday, I did 14 shows. 14! So if you are a fan of wrestling audio...
I did 2 shows with Dave Meltzer that went 14 hours.
That's right. If you're a fan of wrestling audio, there is no better place to go in the world, guaranteed, than WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up today and check it out. We've got a lot of free shows available on the right-hand side of the page. You can sample them. This is a free show right now. If you like this show, this is the sort of programming you get, although it may be, at times, less PG than this particular show, especially when we really get going. But check it out over there at WrestlingObserver.com. You also get full access to Figure Four Weekly and the Wrestling Observer newsletter every single week, plus archives. And if you're not a subscriber, Figure Four Weekly is available in the Kindle store as well. And we also have hard copies available if you want it delivered to your door. All of that information up at WrestlingObserver.com. Back to the phone. Sammy is here on the line. Sammy, what's up?
I did want to mention that I want to thank you for another wonderful year on the site. You guys give us great joy in listening, and I'm sure Raw would have less viewers if you didn't exist, but I mean that.
I find that impossible to believe, but I thank you very much.
I was going to call about the UFC lawsuit, but I think that everyone's covered enough of that. So I just had a thought of, you know, they spent, I think it's the third year of Lesnar's contract, so that's about $15 million. And the matches he's had has consisted of Cena, Triple H, CM Punk, Big Show, Undertaker, John Cena. There's not a single name in there who's not already over to their level that he's wrestled. And yeah, he's going to wrestle Reigns at WrestleMania, and hopefully, I as much as I don't expect it to be good, I hope that it works for Reigns, because I think I feel bad for him, because people are, you know, pooping on him, so to speak. But he does, I think, have the potential. They just don't let him do what he needs to do. And I think it's because Vince McMahon is sick. He's up there in age. He's had his, who knows what issues he's having. But I think in his head, there's something going on, and it might be time for him to move on. But that probably won't happen for a long time.
Well, Sammy, I want to thank you very much for the call. You know, one thing that I want to mention here in regards to Lesnar and Reigns is that it is a, let's say that they do that for the WrestleMania main event, which I do expect. You never know what'll happen. But if that is going to be the main event and you want to make sure that you have a very good match, in the past, when they've had matches such as this, they have taken the two guys and they've gone to the WWE Performance Center and they've worked out a match. They've done this with a lot of the big names, the WrestleMania main eventers, some of the Undertaker matches, for example. What happens if you want to go over a Reigns-Brock Lesnar match and Brock Lesnar isn't willing to go down to the Performance Center and go over the match? Will they have to pay him extra in order to convince him to do this? Will he refuse? Will he do it on his own dime? What happens if they want to practice this match and Brock is not interested?
Good question. Good question. I don't know. And I guess... I guess you pay him more because you need this thing to if it's going to be the main event at WrestleMania. Again, these, you got two big guys in there who are thumping based offense as far as slamming into each other. But this isn't Sheamus and Reigns or Cesaro and Reigns or Barrett and Reigns. This is Brock Lesnar and Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania. And I have a feeling, you know, Brock with his experience and, you know, again, his strength and being able to move Reigns where he would want him to move very, very easily if he wanted him to. I don't think it would really be all that big of a deal. I think the issue is promotion, because just was thinking during the break, you know, talked about, you know, Sammy said about him, Vince not wanting to do his father's wrestling, and that's why he doesn't hype NXT. Well, you know, he created Tuesday Night Titans. He didn't hype that. There's other stuff on the network. Like you talked about those Nitros being on there, and now they're, of course, off of there. There's all those documentaries. There's a great Bobby the Brain Heenan, the great DVD that I don't know how many people saw, but that's on there. And that's a really, really good documentary that's there. They're not hyping any of it. What is the point of having it if you're not going to hype any of it? So, again, it's kind of part of their problem creating new stars. How is anybody going to get over if you never let anybody be themselves and get over? It's, they have a lot of problems right now. And, again, it's very, very frustrating.
I'm on the WWE corporate website right here. The key performance indicators PDF. This is from December 18th, so it was just updated, and I'm trying to find the list of buys here for the Survivor Series.
No?
What do you mean no?
No, I thought that was the answer.
No. Survivor Series. Here we go. Pay-per-view events. Survivor Series this year, 2014, according to this graph. Are you ready for this, Mike?
think.
Now, keep in mind that when the WWE Network launched, all of these pay-per-views were made available for free if you had a subscription. So they weren't really for free. They were $9.99. But that means that in SummerSlam, for example, if you wanted to watch SummerSlam, instead of buying it on pay-per-view, you could get it on the WWE Network for $9.99. Or if you really wanted to, you could get it on pay-per-view as well. Obviously, there are some people that are not subscribed to the network. Obviously, there are some people that cannot access or get the network. So you're always going to have at least a portion of pay-per-view buys. Now, keep in mind also that if you were one of those people that purchased the show on pay-per-view for $54.95, there's a very good chance that for the last several months, when you turned on the pay-per-view, the announcers proceeded to tell you what an idiot you were for paying $54.95 and not just buying the WWE Network to get it for $9.99.
Almost literally in those terms.
That's
too.
Right. Attacked, by the way, that they have since rescinded because they realize this is a stupid idea to yell at the people who are actually giving us the most amount of money of anybody and are arguably the most loyal. So, that's all fine and good, but then November comes. And in November, the WWE Network was free. So, if you wanted to see Survivor Series, not only did you not have to pay $54.95 on pay-per-view, but you didn't even have to pay $9.99 for the network. All you had to do was go to WWE.com and sign up for the network for free, and you could watch Survivor Series for free. Now, with all that said, knowing that if you wanted to, Mike, you could get Survivor Series absolutely, completely, 100% free, how many people do you think still bought Survivor Series on pay-per-view?
Is it a higher amount than I would expect?
I don't know what you would expect. Just give me a number.
40,000.
100,000 people bought Survivor Series on pay-per-view during a free month of the WWE Network. Let me give you a stat,
Mike.
Let
me ask you a question.
Let me give you a stat. Are you aware that on a month where the WWE Network was absolutely free, more people bought Survivor Series on pay-per-view than bought Hell in a Cell on pay-per-view? Are you aware that double the amount of people bought Survivor Series during a free month of the network than bought Night of Champions with Brock Lesnar versus John Cena on pay-per-view? Are you aware of these facts, Mike?
Well, I am now, but I wonder if there is an asterisk attached to those numbers. Are they North American pay-per-view buys?
I believe these are worldwide.
Because you do have the issue, because I did this at during TLC when I was tweeting, when it's, is there anybody out there that's still actually paying for this stuff? Because, you know, they have done, even though they've had some really good moments and the early pay-per-views that they had or the early special events on the network that they had were actually very, very good. They have atrophied just like the rest of the programming has atrophied. And usually there's only one or two good things on it and it's poor. And I was, you know, kind of throwing a dig out there. Does anybody still pay for this? And I got a lot of responses from Great Britain, from Canada, from other places without the network that said, yeah, we still have to remember.
Yeah, but this is so, November of 2014. This should have been free worldwide.
It's hard for people to break habits, I guess. I don't understand that logic outside of just people are slow to get around to it, or maybe the fan base is that much older where they just turn off. I don't care about this technology stuff, you know, and they're ordering it the same way they always had. I can't give you the reasons why for that. But when it became $9.99 and they made it very clear there was no 6-month commitment, you know, on top of what you already said, you're staring down the barrel of people now not ordering in December because nothing goes on. There's no reason to order, you know, possibly at all outside of January. You'll get that money, you know, from January and people ordering, you know, for that and then canceling again, ordering for WrestleMania and then possibly canceling again after that. Again, all not good.
maybe people really wanted to see the pay-per-view, and they were concerned that maybe the stream would go down, and so they bought it just to be safe.
I think there's still a handful of people that do that, but we were talking about there being an acid test at WrestleMania, and you know, I think people by this point are only going to do one or the other. And frankly, how much do you really, if you're already ordering the network, why? You can always see it again later on. You'll see it immediately after it goes off, that they'll probably have a better stream of it on the network. I think it's just, there's a disconnect somewhere where if those numbers aren't driven heavily by Canada or other places who didn't have the ability to see it on the network for whatever reason that is, it's got to be a disconnect with technology. It has to be, because why would you spend $60 unless, I mean, maybe there's people that really think it's that good and I got to spend $60 on it. I refuse to believe that when it just would cost you $10 and there's no commitment.
Well, maybe, I'm sure it's a technological reason that it's still got 100,000 buys, but you know what? If you explain to a normal person on the street that WWE in the past has berated people that have chosen to spend $60 as opposed to $9, they would roll their eyes and scratch their head. Let me tell you something. If I were WWE, I would send a fruit basket to every single person that paid $54.95 for this pay-per-view. If I had the opportunity, I wouldn't do this, but if I could add an option to our own website where it's $10.99 a month. However, if you really want to pay $60 a month, I'm going to give you that option. I would love those people. I would send them Christmas cards. They would be my favorite people if they paid that much money for the website every month. And to think that in the past, WWE has publicly on the air called them fools for spending that kind of money instead of $9.99. It blows my mind.
Fans are used to a battered spouse syndrome when it comes to WWE.
I guess. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Just a quick note, Saturday, we are here every single week, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. We return on Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Would like to note that it appears I'm going to be on Jim Ross's podcast on December 30th. So in about a week, if you want to check me out on JR's podcast, I'm at Podcast 1, you can check that out. Don't forget that tonight is the final UFC of the year for the Ultimate Fighting Championship. CB Dolloway, Lyoto Machida is the main event. Henan Barão and Mitch Gagnon is the semi-main event. That is tonight on FS1, not a pay-per-view. You can check it out if you've got Fox Sports 1, that is tonight. And tomorrow we're going to be back for 2 hours, taking your phone calls, talking all of the news from the week in pro wrestling. So make sure you get ready at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Monday is another episode of Raw, and it's going to be another slow one, everybody. Probably 2 more weeks of slow Raws, and then I believe the first Raw of January is going to have a big angle leading to WrestleMania. Not sure exactly what it is yet, but that seems to be when the excitement is supposedly going to kick off again for Raw. I'm a little iffy about Mania season this year. There aren't a lot of stars coming back unless things change, and so maybe it's not going to be quite as exciting as it has been in years past. But we're out of time, everybody. I want to thank Mike, as always. Of course, we'll talk to him tomorrow at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. All of the folks at Sports Byline at USA, Scott, Darren, everybody over there, thanks so much for the support. We'll be back tomorrow with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.